Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Discovering and enjoying new music is now easier than ever, and there's nothing like being the first one you know to come across the next big song. Valerie Salimpour, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Toronto, explains how the structure of a new song can strike a chord with the brain's reward center.
In every single culture, as far back as history has been recorded, people have enjoyed music. It somehow remained an important source of pleasure for humans, despite any clear survival value. Why is music so pleasurable? In one study, we found that when people listen to intensely emotional music, they actually release dopamine in deep subcortical circuits that are phylogenetically ancient and have evolved to reinforce highly adaptive behaviors, like eating and sex. Interestingly, people not only release dopamine at the peak pleasure moments in music, but also in anticipation of these moments. This makes sense when we think about the important role that anticipation plays in music appreciation. Music is really just a sequence of sounds organized into patterns over time. The temporal unfolding of sounds leads to the creation of expectancies, and their violation, confirmation, or delay of resolution can lead to emotional arousal. But what if you're not familiar with the music? What are you anticipating? In a recent study, we created a mock iTunes environment inside the scanner where people listened to previously unheard music that was recommended for them, with a chance to purchase the music with their own money. We found that liking new music activates parts of the brain that are involved in forming expectations and coding their accuracy, in combination with areas involved in pattern recognition and high-level structuring of information, and areas involved in storing templates of all the music that they've heard in the past. These templates are different for each individual and shaped by styles and genres that they've listened to in the past. This helps explain why different people have different tastes in music. These findings suggest that music is an intellectual reward based on the integration of some of the most advanced and highly evolved parts of our brain involved in complex pattern recognition with deep subcortical pleasure centers that we share with many other animals.
That was Valerie Salimpour of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Run fast!